We're about 15 days out from Major League Baseball's opening day, but a kind of bizarre version of this game is already in full swing. It's called Banana Ball. One of its most popular teams, the Savannah Bananas, has taken the sports world by storm. 500,000 people are on the ticket wait list for their cross-country tour. Recently, they played a game of Banana Ball against a team of retired Major League Baseball players. Benjamin Payne of Georgia Public Broadcasting has our story.
When I say Savannah, you say banana.
Savannah.
Banana.
Savannah.
Banana.
Woo! Woo!
Some 4,000 people packed into Grayson Stadium in Savannah, Georgia for what the Bananas call the greatest show in sports.
This is not your granddad's pastime.
It certainly is not. The Bananas play by their own set of highly unorthodox rules. For one, there's a 2-hour time limit, and batters get a strike if they step out of the batter's box. Then there's perhaps the most popular rule in Banana Ball. If a fan catches a foul ball, the batter is out.
We will peel you.
The banana puns are always a fan favorite. The team used to be a regular minor league squad with occasional Banana Ball games, but those became so popular that the team left their league to play nothing but Banana Ball this year.
Now batting, Johnny Damon.
That's 18-year MLB veteran Johnny Damon, perhaps best known for helping the Boston Red Sox end their 86-year-long World Series drought in 2004. Here's Bananas broadcaster Biko Scala with the call for Damon's first at-bat.
That ball is bombed but foul down the right field line. If it was fair, it was a homer.
Damon would go hitless in his 3 at-bats. The rest of the retired major leaguers didn't fare much better. But the Bananas, mostly a team of 20-somethings, had a field day, winning 5-1. Late in the game, the tallest player in all of baseball hobbled slowly toward the batter's box.
Please welcome Dakota Stealth Albritton!
True to his name, Dakota Albritton is on stilts. Standing 10 feet 9 inches tall, he rose to the occasion with a runner in scoring position.
0-2 this year, 1-6 in his career. Is that what's cranked? Down the third baseline, fair! And the Bananas are going to walk the inning off.
The antics go beyond the baseball diamond. There's a pep band and a cheerleading squad of grandmas called the Banana Nanas. So Johnny Damon was in good spirits after the game, even though Team Major League lost.
Obviously, we want to win every time we get out there, but it was fantastic. Everybody's leaving here happy.
Former Oakland A, Billy Burns, assessed his team's performance.
Horrible. You could tell all of us hadn't played in years, but it was a really cool experience, and I've never played anything like that, and it was way faster paced than I thought, so I was exhausted after like the second inning.
Damon says the MLB can learn from how the Bananas appeal to a bunch of different groups.
They're bringing everything for the fans, for the grandmas, for the babies, for the kids.
The Bananas will play 2 more games against retired major leaguers this year as part of their 33-city exhibition tour across the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah, Georgia.